A pause in Ukraine ceasefire talks means more death and dying. A church is stepping up to help kids find their way in life's journey. And a box of crayons says a lot on a kid's heart language. We'll fill in the details today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the world hopes for a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia, another tragedy is taking place. While there may be up to 50,000 casualties, human trafficking may be another byproduct. EFCA Reach Global's Amy Ritchie says a poor economy has created a major problem.
A year ago, November, the exchange rate to the U.S. dollar was 8 to 1, and today it was 25 to 1.
Ritchie says many young women are trapped.
There's much more desperation to get out and to have hope in a different structure than the current economy. It has been a very dire situation for trafficking in Ukraine and surrounding countries.
Security and government's been stripped away.
I still find people much more willing to talk about and listen to views about God. That certainly is an open door, helping people come to an understanding of who their Savior is.
Support EFCA's Ukraine Emergency Fund at our website. Next, presidential elections are on hold in Nigeria. Why? Well, the Independent Electoral Commission reports Boko Haram violence is causing the postponement. It's scheduled for March 28th. Nigeria is ranked number 10 on the Open Doors World Watch list of the worst persecutors of Christians. As Christians continue to serve, pray for boldness and protection. Pray Nigerians' hearts will respond to God's call in their lives. This is Mission Network News. A month ago, we shared a story about a parallel Bible translation strategy introduced by Wycliffe Associates. President and CEO Bruce Smith recaps.
MEST is our response to the church, who is increasingly unwilling to wait for God's word in their language and are looking for ways to accelerate the process of getting translation completed.
Smith says with indigenous teams working on different books at the same time, translation accelerated exponentially fast. That set off a firestorm. Wycliffe Associates' credibility, process, and accuracy were questioned. These are all questions they ask themselves. Smith details specifics in the article at our website. What it boils down to is this.
Are we going to be a part of that process with the church, or are we going to stand aside? And we are making the choice to stand with them and to provide every technology, every resource, every benefit of experience. And we're inviting experienced people from the translation community to be a part of this.
Meanwhile, there are around 14,000 children in Michigan's foster care system. Bethany Christian Services' Safe Families for Children program is shrinking that by providing safe Christian homes for kids. Recently, a church headed by Pastor Tim Diefenbach partnered with them.
We had several of our members who became interested in Safe Families in our team-based ministry. They formed a team around this, and we've begun the process of making Thornapple Church a lead church in the program.
It's their goal to do more than just help physical needs.
We're doing this from a Christian faith base. That would mean that their children are going to come alongside of the families that are caring for them, and they're going to participate in our church life. That's the values that we have.
You can help show love to a struggling family by going to our website. And a lot of kids in Guatemala don't have any school supplies. That's changing because of sponsored Kids with Orphans Heart. For many of them, it's the first time they've owned a backpack or set of crayons. That, in and of itself, opens doors for the gospel. Pray many of these kids will discover Christ as they learn. Sponsor a child through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're going to be amazed at the incredible stories you read about from the Middle East and North Africa when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat7. You'll read encouraging stories of changed lives from Morocco all the way to Afghanistan. It'll inspire you and your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.